Iron smelting.
Iron smelting played an important role for Germanic craftsmen. In 1963, near the Gera motorway exit, a large number of Germanic racing ovens were discovered, 21 in all. Nearby were the remains of a Germanic settlement and a baking oven dating back to the period from the 1st to the 3rd centuries AD. Some of the ovens were completely preserved, and these were brought to Weimar.
The raw material for iron smelting were both bog iron ore gathered above ground and charcoal from such trees as oak, alder, fir, or beech. Necessary for extracting iron from the ore were temperatures from 1,150 to 1,400 degrees Celsius. Now, this could only be attained with an additional oxygen feed by means of bellows. Their clay nozzles were found at most of the excavated ovens.
During the smelting process, heavy concentrations of slag with an iron content of more than 60% accumulate in the oven. On a level with the nozzle, a lump of slag, spongy and ferrous, is deposited. The slag is removed from the oven and in another process is refined. Raw iron is now available for further processing. However, the iron yield was minimal, as the slag in the oven still contained the greatest amount of iron. Smelting experiments later revealed that 200 kilograms of iron ore and 200 kilograms of charcoal would yield no more than 15 to 20 kilograms of iron. This could be processed to make 10 swords, 12 ploughs, or 70 to 80 lance tips.